Well, good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, Sitka Search and Rescue Captain Don Kluding, and Pete Melnick, who's Operations Officer at Air Station Sitka. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're here to send us a message, to tell us about outdoor preparedness, how you can be prepared, how you can survive out there if something happens, and what you need to take with you so that rescuers can find you. Don and Pete, what's your main message here you'd like to tell people?
Sure. We thought it'd be great to get on the radio right after Christmas and talk to the community about being prepared before they take their new Christmas toys out on the water.
I think with the holiday season, one of the things that we're trying to get is some, talking about survival kits. You know, what type of clothing did you get for Christmas? You're going to go out. We got some extra time. Want to go for an afternoon hike, a run, something like that. If something goes wrong, how are you going to survive? How are you going to get help? Have you filed an appropriate trip plan? Does somebody know where you're going, when you're going to be back, stuff like that? So,
well, you folks have been going on a lot of search and rescue missions lately. Has that sparked this outreach effort?
It has. What I've noticed, particularly in the last month, is we've had a lot of search and rescue cases, a lot of aircraft launches, a lot of SMR launches on cases that probably could have been avoided, maybe with a little bit more careful planning, maybe a little more prudent actions prior to departing for their trip may have caused us to launch when we may not have needed to.
Mm-hmm. We end up in a lot of cases where, and if we do launch, we're searching an area that, is totally the opposite of where they went. They went north rather than south, and, trip plans haven't been accurate, and they've deviated, and there's been no messages. And so we're expending quite a few hours and time, and, just some of our concerns on that is if somebody is truly out there in a life and death situation, and they do really need help and they're overdue, we're searching in the totally, opposite area. And so, help us find you. Help us, basically minimize that time where you're out there, in a life and death situation.
Well, let's take this point by point. What do folks need to know to plan for survival?
I think, number one, before you leave your residents, file a trip plan. Let somebody know where you're going, when you're going to be back. Is there a responsible person that's going to report you overdue, when you don't come back? Number two, before you walk out that door, make sure that you have the appropriate equipment, the clothing. You're not wearing your street clothes. You're not wearing, blue jeans. Wear something appropriate. Polypro, Capilene, something like that as a base layer that will wick the water away from your skin. An insulation layer, and then something on the outside that's, windproof, waterproof, and, hopefully breathable.
So no cotton kills. Right?
Cotton kills, that old adage.
And from the helicopter standpoint, we ask you, first of all, time is the enemy here. Once you get exposed, the clock starts ticking. It starts to affect you in ways that you can't even comprehend. From the helicopter standpoint, it's incredibly important to have some sort of device, like a personal EPIRB that'll pinpoint your location. And if you don't have one of those, bring flares, flashlights, all that sort of light-emitting equipment. That's a huge asset to have when we're searching on our night vision goggles or with our with some of our FLIR-type cameras that are on board the helicopter. We can find you much better if you have some way to let us know where you are at a general location.
And Don, you had mentioned that you should submit a trip plan, and if you're going to deviate from it, you need to let somebody know.
Yes. The communications these days with technology, it's wonderful. All of the personal locator beacons, you can actually send in messages that, say, I'm okay, gives your coordinates, your lat long. Cell phones these days, the service has increased. Make a phone call, satellite phones. There's any number of ways to get help. And, worst case scenario, or not worst case scenario, but if you're down to that point and you're going to deviate, try to call Sector Juno, let them know, hey, I'm going to a different location. If I don't come back at the end of the day, this is where I'm going to be. And, it prevents that spending hours searching in an area where you never were, for the search and rescue resources if we have to respond. And, the loved ones back at home, I see a lot of, concerns, and, everybody's really worried, about that person. And, you know, ultimately it's just that fear of if somebody is out there in that life and death situation, and you know, we're having to spend the hours searching, we'd like to be searching in the right area.
Well, why is this environment so potentially deadly?
Well, I think it's remarkable in that you have people that get in trouble on the local trails here or up in Mud Bay. I mean, this is the equivalent of your backyard, and the weather can change so fast. And if you're not properly dressed, if you're not properly equipped, it's unforgiving. It will take your life, and there's not much a helicopter can do at that point.
We have the ideal environment, you know, the weather conditions, you know, for hypothermia. So, you know, 30 to 40 degrees, wind, wet, you know, tons of rain. And so anytime you're working outdoors, you know, even with the best clothing system, you're going to get wet, you're going to get damp. And, you know, if you, you know, don't have the ability to keep yourself warm, put some dry clothes on at the end of the day, if you end up in a survival situation, you know, your life is literally on the line, you know, it's at stake. You know, that situation, even for the most prepared person going out, you know, just having that backup clothing, that backup way to get help is critical. You know, you're laying out there, you don't plan on anything happening, but you break a leg and now you're not able to move.
So even if you're just going out on the trails on a simple hike,
yes,
you need to be prepared.
And these days, you know, with the physical, you know, priorities, everybody's out there trying to stay in shape, get in shape, and exercising and everything. We see a lot of joggers even on the local trails, Indian River, you know, the cross trail, something like that. And it'd be pretty simple for somebody to twist an ankle and now they're laying on the ground, they can't get out, they need to get help. Did you tell somebody that, you know, where you were going, when you were going to be back, you know, on something like that? Typically, people aren't. And, you know, it's just a simple, I'm jumping out, like Pete said, in the backyard, going to go for a short run, I'll be right back. And, you know, we're seeing things like that happen too.
So what should you have in your pack to survive? So
actually it's beyond the pack. I think it's on your body. You know, okay, you're going out for a run, a short day hike. Typically you're not going to be taking a huge pack or something, but you know, the survival kit, have a space blanket, a garbage bag, have a saw, flashlights.
Signaling, you know, devices are huge for
yes,
us.
Whistle. You know, hollering, it takes a lot of energy to holler. And so have a whistle so you can just blow on that whistle to get help.
Make sure your cell phone's charged.
Yes, you'd be surprised. There's coverage is spotty, but in some spots it's quite good, even where you don't think it is. I was just out at Mosquito Cove with my family, and I had great cell phone coverage out there. And so bring it. It can't hurt.
And cell phones, the other point to make on cell phones is if you can't make a call, try texting.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that you need less service to text. And we've had some, you know, people, you know, overturned vessel in the water end of Silver Bay. They couldn't call in. They didn't have enough service, but they were able to text in and say, we need help. And so, you know, that texting ability really saved their life.
And the PE perb is so small now, there's no reason not to have one. And a personal radio. We can't get a cell phone call in the helicopter. There's just no way to answer the phone up there. But we can't answer a marine band radio. We can those types of things are important. They can help. We can DF. If you give us a long count, we can get a needle pointing in your direction on a radio signal.
What are the resources out there? I know that the Fire Hall has a VHF loaner program, right?
Yes, the Fire Hall has a program. If you're headed out, you don't have anything, you'd like to take something, stop by the fire station, fill out a trip plan. They'll provide you with a VHF radio. And with that, you can contact Sector Juno and, you know, acquire help. The Sycamore Mountain Rescue has 6 personal locator beacons, the ACR PLBs that we loan out on a regular basis as well. So file a trip plan with us. You can take that. The PLBs, you know the limitations of the resource. That's something that you can't, you know, communicate two-way with. So if you're overdue and you're fine, you can't send an okay message on, you know, some of the PLBs. But if you're out there broken leg or your boat just went down or something, you can get help right now. I mean, it's very reliable.
And this is for the Coast Guard spouses listening. We have equipment at the base that your loved one can check out. So before they go out in the water, remind them, hey, the safety department has some EPIRBs. It has a radio. Go grab one before you go.
This is a whole lot of information. Is there anywhere people can access this on their own time? to find out what they need to know?
There's agencies in town that do educational programs. Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, AMC. You know, get a hold of Jerry Dugan and his crew. You know, attend one of the classes that they have. You know, boating safety classes, outdoor survival courses, stuff like that. You know, stop by our office at Harrigan Hall. You know, we're happy to provide that type of information to people. You know, swing by the fire station. You know, safety education is part of our mission. And as well, we're hitting the school district on a regular basis talking about outdoor safety education topics, you know, anywhere from, you know, shelter building to, you know, clothing, stuff like that. So,
okay. Anything for you? Okay. Well, how about contact? Is there a phone number folks can call if they're interested in learning more about surviving in our environment?
You can contact the Harrigan Centennial Hall, the administration office for Sycamore Mountain Rescue at 747-3225. You know, swing by our office, talk with us. We have a lot of publications, you know, information that we're happy to provide. You know, happy to discuss any number of safety topics. If someone has something about our environment, you know, or local area, you know, questions, we're certainly happy to entertain those discussions.
Okay. And Pete, anything you'd like to add?
No, just for those families that receive that call, or for the families that are waiting for their friends or families to come home, call us early. Don't wait. The sooner the better. We have a lot more capability and range if going sooner rather than later.
So don't be worried that maybe you're overreacting or anything like that. Just call.
Exactly. That's you know, Pete's point on that is absolutely correct. We, on a regular basis, you know, talk to loved ones that are calling, and they don't really want to call for search and rescue, but they're not certain. You know, they're a little embarrassed, and, you know, our loved one's 2 hours overdue. Do we call search and rescue or not? We would rather go early.